You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. You join us on Saturday's edition of the podcast where we're building up to a fantastic day of action. It all kicks off at 12:20pm. We've got Newmarket, Ascot, Weatherby and Ayr in the afternoon. Wolverhampton in the evening. There's a good Irish card as well over at Down Royal. And then it's day two of the Breeders' Cup from Keeneland tomorrow night. So plenty to enjoy with Gareth Topham, Rory Delaghi and Gary Capewell in the William Hill Racing Radio studio. But ahead of all that, joining myself, Sam Norris, on today's edition of the podcast to look at four contests on Saturday is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sam.
Good. Looking forward to a fantastic weekend and subsequent week of global action.
Absolutely. Going on all over the world, isn't it? The build-up to the Melbourne Cup continues with some big graded races in Australia over the weekend. The Mackinnon Stakes, which is a big guide to the Melbourne Cup itself, and of course the Lexus Stakes, the Group 3 in Flemington, where if El Harmy can win it, he gets an automatic lift into the Melbourne Cup itself. And they're talking up his case as well. He's apparently done well, thrived since he got to Australia, and he's got his spring coat. How he's done that, I don't know, but keep our fingers crossed for him.
Yeah, quite a few British hopes going in the Melbourne Cup. Trip to Paris, obviously the most talked about one, 6-1 with us here, yeah. Winner of the Ascot Gold Cup, of course, and subsequently he's been running well when under that penalty.
Yeah, absolutely, and every reason to expect another big run as well. He seems to have thrived since he got there as well, doesn't he? They're making all the right noises about him.
Yeah, that's right, and likewise Big Orange, a bigger prize, 25s, but again, he's only arrived there this week, Mick.
Yeah. I think that's why, because he is a bit of a worry of the horse. You know, he's a horse who's better out doing stuff. He's in his box at home where he gets himself a bit stressed. But he seems to have relaxed since getting to us. So, he's had a few spins over hurdles just to sort of change his outlook on life. And interesting. All to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly will have given him something to think about, won't it?
Going over
hurdles.
Certainly will, yeah.
Any strong fancies for the big race in Australia, Mick?
Not really. The draw is such a big part to play, doesn't it? I want to see the final runners and riders and draws, etc. before I commit myself. And this weekend's trials will have a big part in it as well.
Yeah, of course, fair enough. And of course, a little bit closer to the time, we've got fantastic action from America on Saturday night. 9 grade ones on the card.
Yeah, the trouble is the ground's muddy in the waters, if you don't mind the pun.
Quite literally muddying.
Yeah, because they've had an unseasonable amount of rain in Kentucky, which normally you would expect. Last Breeders' Cup there was run on fast ground, so we don't really know. And they keep pushing the turf races back, don't they? So basically what it means is Golden Horn's going to be running in the 6th race on the turf on Saturday evening. So goodness knows what it's going to be like then. So we'll have to see. We might get some idea when we have a look at the races on Friday night, which of course will give us a bit of a clue. But the turf track, by the sound of things, is going to get a bit of a battering.
Yeah, absolutely. Golden Horn, of course, tries in the Breeders' Cup turf, 4-9 with us here. It's 7-2 about found. And the Pizza Man, America's next best offering at 12-1. Looks really like a battle between the two English, well, two British and Irish riders here, Mick.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? And may the best man win.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we've also got the Breeders' Cup Classic as well, which sees Triple Crown hero, American Pharaoh, his reappearance. Bob Baffert this morning, not entirely happy with the way he was rode out over the weekend.
Well, I would be very happy if he'd done what is reported to have done. Why would he need to do that?
Ah, yeah.
Very strange.
Certainly thrown a spanner into the works.
Two circuits of the track at a faster pace than he was supposed to. What was he getting ready for? The Ascot Gold
Cup? Yeah, exactly.
I thought he was going to stud after this, not to the blooming, well, to the Cheltenham Festival.
And how much is overworking the horse like that going to affect him come the time of the race, mate?
You can't underestimate it, Sam. Mm. You cannot underestimate it. It's such a fine line when you've got them at peak fitness. Confidence-wise, fitness-wise, just it can have a devastating effect. So it remains to be seen what that was all about.
Yeah, certainly does. But we look forward to all the global action then as it comes over the next coming weeks. But we're going to look ahead to domestic matters now on Saturday. We've got four races for you on this podcast from Britain and Ireland. Two from Wetherby, one from Ascot, and we'll take in the champion chase at Down Royal as well. But we start with Wetherby's 2 o'clock. This is the West Yorkshire Hurdle. It's a grade two over an extended 3 mile trip. Nine of them are down to contest it. What did you like here?
Yes, good race, isn't it? Good renewal. Cole Harden, of course, won it last year, and look what he went on to do. So it's an important race in the staying hurdles category. We've got big improvers lining up, like Closing Ceremony, whose mark improved from 125 to 146 last season. And he's gone close after similar breaks. He's been off for 259 days. Be interesting to see him back on track. Never stopped improving after his seasonal reappearance last year, but he has gone well previous years after a break. Maybe not at this level. That could have a bearing. Kilcooley, Richard Johnson riding for Charlie Longson, has won off the back of a break, not quite as long as 216 days, but again, another big improver last season. The mark went from 135 to 159, with every chance of more improvement to come from him. Rock on Ruby, the old flag bearer, he's got a fantastic record fresh, you know, and his best hurdle race form entitles him to the greatest respect here, and Harry Fry will have him spot on for this. You can bet your life on that. And we can't leave the race without mentioning No Planning, who goes well here, and he goes very well fresh. He's got solid each-way claims. He's going to be a double-figure price in a nine-runner contest, No Planning. And I would make him the each-way angle in No Planning. I think if he just wanted a win only, I'd be with the old boy, Rock on Ruby.
Okay, a couple of selections there for Mick. 11-1 on the tissue for No Planning, so that could be an interesting each way.
Yeah, definitely.
Way into the race. We'll move on to Saturday's feature race of the day, really, certainly on these shores. It's the Charlie Hall Chase, of course, from Wetherby. This comes up at 3:05. 3 miles is the trip for this grade two. Seven of them down to contest it, and a stellar lineup as well, including the Grand National winner, Many Clouds.
Yes, we'll start with Many Clouds because it's only defeat in five starts last season came in the Gold Cup, and you know that wasn't a bad effort either to finish a close up six in that. And great effort with his big weight in the Grand National. And I think more importantly, which may get overlooked, is he's got a superb record fresh. And I'm going to stay with him, Many Clouds. I really do think he could have another great season, and maybe sort of. I think they'll train him for the Gold Cup this year, and this is a great starting point with his good record fresh. Minora, last year's winner, he top and tailed his season, started it off with a win in this and finished off winning at Sandown, and he'll be teed up for another go, won't he? And they'll give it his best shot. Q-Card had a very disappointing season last season, but again, it's worth remembering he's got a great record fresh. He won one of his best races first time up last season. And he's a danger to all if he bounces back to his best. And Dynast, the enigmatic Dynast, what do you make of him? He was a bit disappointing in France, but at the same time, he 3 weeks ago, he's had a run now, hasn't he? And that should have put him cherry ripe for this. And if he can just put that behind him, he's definitely a big player here. Dynast, it's a fantastic race, the Charlie Hall. A really good curtain raiser to the National Hunt season proper. And, I'm just hoping many Clouds can carry on where he left off.
OK, yeah, really looking forward to the Charlie Hall there. Mick sticking with the Grand National winner, Many Clouds, in that race at 3:05. At Wetherby, we'll take a trip over to Ireland now then for the 4:40 at Down Royal. This is champion chase, a grade one, of course, over 3 miles. A disappointing turnout. Yeah. Just the four runners go for this. Don Cossack, Rocky Creek, Roy DeMee and Texas Jack are the four in question. We saw the Don obviously return on a seasonal reappearance at Punchestown last time out, Mick. And if ever you were looking for a definition of on the bridle, that was it, wasn't it?
Sam, I still haven't got over how he didn't win the Ryanair last year.
Yeah.
Cost me a fortune, that particular result. But he's put that behind him with unbeaten in three since then, and who can forget that magical ride he got off P in entry as well. And this is a perfect stepping stone. As you say, never came off the bridle to win on his seasonal reappearance in Punchestown. He beat one of today's rivals. He's in the same ownership as he liked, and it'll be the same story here. Last year's runner-up, Rocky Creek, he found Road to Riches too hot to handle by 11 lengths in this last year, and I think it'll probably be the same story here, running into Don Cossack. But it's all about Don Cossack, and let's hope for a nice clear round. Brian Cooper's sort of had mixed fortunes, picking the wrong one. He picked Road to Riches over him, etc., etc. But he is 4/8 on him, so he does know him. He knows him, and he'd be anxious to put those hiccups behind him, getting beaten the Ryanair, deserting him for Road to Riches, etc. And this is a good opportunity. He's never won a Grade One on him. This is a perfect opportunity.
Okay, yeah, really good opportunity then for Don Cossack. As I mentioned there, Mick, disappointing turnout. I mean, there's four runners. There's a couple of grand prize money on offer for fifth.
Over 100 grand on offer, and only Paul Nicholls could be bothered to send one over from the UK. And Paul's a great supporter of the race.
Yeah.
Having won it, of course, plenty of times in the past, but it's a bit myopic, isn't it, of these National Hunt trainers. I don't get it myself, but there you are.
Yeah. Okay, we'll head back then to the UK for the final race on today's podcast. We're over to Ascot then for the 450, the William Hill Handicap Hurdle. This is a listed event over a mile and seven. 11 of them are down to contest this. And again, a nice field here, Mick.
Very good field. Very competitive listed handicap hurdle for the William Hill. And the weights are headed by Sign of a Victory, who's got to give a stone... upwards of a stone and more to the field here. It's not going to be easy, but he has got a good record fresh and still open to improvement. But you just feel something slightly better handicap might come and beat him. But he certainly makes a shortlist. The one I think will take the beating is Clona Cool, who's got the benefit of race fitness. He never stopped improving last season. His mark went from 115 to 136 in the last 12 months. And he's got race fitness on his side with that seasonal reappearance win at Market Raisin. Very a good performance, came from off the pace, and it was a listed contest as well, so he's up to this grade, and all his best form is this way around. This is a right-handed horse, so everything's in place for him. Race fitness, going the right way around. Sign of a Victory has done him a favour by keeping the weights. He's got a real fighting weight of 10/9. And I think he'll win. Nabucco is worthy of a mention. He's going the right way. Lacks a bit of experience of some of these. But he did handle Give on the Flat. He hasn't encountered it over hurdles yet in his three starts over hurdles. But he did handle Give very well on the flat. So that gives his supporters hope. And there's still more to come from him. But I think this is a gilt-edged opportunity for Clona Cool.
Clona Cool then for Mick in the William Hill Handicap Hurdle 250 at Ascot on Saturday. Just remind us, please, one more time, your four selections for the action.
Weather be 2 o'clock, no planning each way. 3:05, many clouds. That's the Charlie Hall. The big race in Down Royal, the GN1 Champion Chase. This is just a sort of lap of honour, if you like, for Don Cossack, who's going to win next year's Gold Cup, by the way, just in case you were wondering. And the 250 Ascot, really competitive renewal of the William Hill Handicap Hurdle. This looks a good opportunity for Clona Cool.
There we are then. Thoughts of Mick Norton ahead of Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all live from 12:20 PM on William Hill Racing Radio. It's Gareth Topham, Rory Delaghi and Gary Caper in the studio. Newmarket, Ascot, Weatherby and Ayr in the afternoon domestically. Wolverhampton in the evening on the all-weather. A good card over in Ireland at Down Royal. And, of course, it's day two of the Breeders' Cup at Keeneland. We'll be bringing you all of the action as it happens live on William Hill Racing Radio on Saturday. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Mick, and best of luck with the selections.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.